Well, we're here in Gearing, Nebraska with Rathman Area All-Star Manager Bill Anderson. Bill, congratulations on a hard-fought 2-1 victory over the Nebraska State Champion Scotts Bluff.
Thank you very much, Joe, and thank you for being willing to do these broadcasts.
Well, you're more than welcome, and these interviews are going to be on the Coach's Corner, and we're going to have everybody that's a fan back home fully informed on what's going on. But what would you say was the key to the victory against Scotts Bluff?
Today, I think the boys persevered in a very tough game. What it came down to is they made a few more mistakes than we did. All the runs were scored on errors. They had a couple of overthrows. We ended up getting a run in the third inning and in the eighth inning. They scored one in the seventh on a key guy on a leadoff single, and he stole second, and our catcher kind of air-mailed it into center field. Not a big deal. And he took third and ended up scoring on a ground out.
Well, Bill, you said all the runs scored on errors like it was a high-scoring game, but it wasn't. It was a 2-1 extra innings contest.
Yeah, 2-1. We won 2-1, but, you know, just win, baby.
Well, it was a hard-fought victory. I thought that the pitching was absolutely outstanding on both sides, but the Rathman area team just a little bit better.
Yeah, their kid did a great job. He threw all seven innings, and they brought a kid in and did a good job in the eighth. They didn't throw too hard. They just kept it mixed up, and our pitchers threw a lot of strikes. A few walks here and there, but we had fantastic defense behind both of our pitchers today. Just the one mistake by the catcher, and I tell you what, when you get runners on base and you can make plays like we did today, you got a good chance to win.
I don't think I saw one drop ball by your defense.
They did a good job. That's one thing we've really worked on. We had a lot of drop balls at state. We ended up scoring a lot of runs to take care of that. But we knew at this level, we had to keep the mistakes to a minimum and take advantage of our opportunities on the bases, which I didn't feel like we got hits. When we had the guys on base, we get a hit here or a walk there, get a couple guys on. Tomorrow we need to capitalize with a hit with the guys in the scoring position.
Well, you wouldn't have heard it because during the broadcast you were managing the team, but we named Zach Betcher, the broadcaster, Brad Gray and I, named him the player of the game, and it was because of the defense that he actually took errors away from, potential errors away from the infield.
Absolutely. I think three times he came off the bag to make a catch and tag the runner. One time with the bases loaded, infield drawn in, a diving catch, which would have scored two easy. Diving catch, double play to second base. He was on base today, and I tell you what, he's a great defensive player, and he did it all through state, and he continued right where he left off. And I'm going to give you a chance to talk to him if you want to, Joe.
We'll do that after this. Let's look forward to tomorrow, Saturday, if it is today. The Saturday game, we're going to be playing Colorado State Champion. What do you know about Colorado, and what are the keys to victory there?
We watched them play today. They're not very overpowering by any means. They hit the ball. Missouri made a lot of errors on defense. We take care of defense like we know how, and we come out and hit the ball like we've been hitting it through the first five or six games we played. I think we're going to come out just fine.
How's your team's health?
The health's pretty good. Zach got stepped on first base. He'll fight through it. He's probably the toughest kid I know. He's 14 years old this side of the Mississippi. Victor's got a little sore spot on his foot. Both guys pitched today, Caleb Gray and Victor Sanders' arms, I think, will be ready to go. They'll both have three innings available to them tomorrow. We are looking to save them two as much as possible, if any, but we're understanding that they are our best two pitchers, and we're going to go with them when we need to go with them.
Well, Manager Billy Anderson, Rathman Area Rebels, fantastic win here in Gearing, Nebraska, noon Saturday, Iowa time. You're going to take the field against the Colorado State champion, and everybody on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country looking forward to that contest.
Absolutely. We appreciate everybody that is listening in today. Spread the word around. These boys really, really are excited about knowing that their relatives that can't make it and their friends and family and everybody that can't make it out here that can listen in to their great accomplishments and their achievements out here as they move forward in this regional baseball tournament.
Well, I hope we have another one of these interviews for tomorrow, Billy, with another Rathman area win.
Thank you very much, and we'll give you some words no matter how it turns out.
Thank you very much. Billy Anderson, head coach manager of the Rathman Area Rebels.